Hey everyone, and welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, here to help you navigate this crazy digital world without losing your mind or your precious free time. Today, we're tackling something super important. Building a support network that'll make your digital detox journey smoother than a freshly laminated selfie. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling, checking notifications, and just existing online? You know that feeling when your phone buzzes and suddenly you're sucked into the vortex of social media? Yeah, me too. Trust me, we've all been there. But guess what? You don't have to go through this alone. Building a support network is like having your own personal squad of digital detox warriors cheering you on. They get it, they understand, and they're ready to help you kick those tech-induced cravings to the curb. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways for building that rockstar support system. First things first. Find your tribe. Look around. You probably already have people in your life who are interested in living a more intentional digital life. Maybe it's a friend who's cut back on social media or a family member who's obsessed with getting outdoors and disconnecting. These folks are gold. They get what you're going through and can offer real support. You know that feeling when you share something and instantly feel understood? That's the power of connection finders, digital detox buddies, and lean on them. Next up, be vocal about your goals. Don't be afraid to tell your loved ones about your digital detox journey. Explain why it's important to you, what you hope to achieve, and how they can help. You'd be surprised how many people are secretly craving a little less screen time themselves. Sharing your goals makes them real. It's like making a public declaration, and that accountability can be super motivating. Communicate your boundaries. This is key. Let your friends and family know about the specific boundaries you're setting around your digital use. Maybe it means no phones at dinner or designated digital free hours. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect someone to barge into your house uninvited, right? The same goes for your digital space. Communicating your boundaries helps create respect and understanding. It's all about setting healthy expectations. Find online support communities. Even if your closest circle isn't fully on board with the detox journey, there are tons of online communities where you can connect with like-minded people. Think of it as a global village of digital warriors united against screen addiction. These communities offer support, advice, and even virtual accountability. It's like having your own tribe no matter where you live. Finally, celebrate your successes, big and small. Every step you take towards a healthier relationship with technology is a victory worth celebrating. Don't underestimate the power of positive reinforcement. Acknowledge your progress, reward yourself for sticking to your goals, and keep reminding yourself how much better you feel when you're not glued to your screen. Imagine this. You're at dinner with friends, laughing, connecting, and truly enjoying each other's company. No phones buzzing in the background, no notifications pulling your attention away. That's the kind of experience a strong support network can help you create. It's about building a community that encourages you to disconnect from the digital world and reconnect with what truly matters. Real-life relationships, genuine experiences, and a sense of peace. Remember, this isn't just about detoxing from screens. It's about detoxing from stress, burnout, and feeling overwhelmed. It's about reclaiming your time, energy, and focus so you can live a more fulfilling life, both online and offline. You are capable of building an amazing support system, trust me. So start by reaching out to those close to you, sharing your goals, and setting those healthy boundaries. And don't forget to join the Digital Poison community. We're all in this together. Head over to our social media pages, leave a comment on this episode, or even better, share it with someone who needs to hear this message. Let's keep the conversation going, and remember, you deserve a digital detox that feels like liberation, not just another chore. See you tomorrow for another dose of Digital Poison, where we're serving up truth, humor, and practical tips to help you navigate the digital world with intention and clarity.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.